Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stulting.
Some folks have actually looked down on me for being from Iowa. Now, I remember one time before going on an international television program, and I heard the host introduce me as someone from Iowa. Yeah, we have someone from Iowa, and I would think that she probably just came out of the cornfield or something. And, you know, I thought, oh boy, I wish I was in a cornfield rather than, no, seriously. I was happy that I could still share my story and sing and all that. And frankly, because I know that I have it so good in my home state of Iowa, that I could just think, well, you're just missing out. And some folks will look down on you for being a Christian. And that's the kind of persecution that it's best to be actually persecuted for your faith than for anything else. It's much better for people to look down on you for looking up to God than for you to look up to people and have to look down later when you see God. So keep looking up and remember that God's word says, but our citizenship is in heaven. That's from Philippians 3:20a. In Hebrews 13:14, we're reminded that, for here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. So if people look at you as a Christian like you're some alien or some kind of foreigner, you can be thankful that you are. You're a citizen of heaven, and heaven's coming. And folks with heaven on the mind do more earthly good. And so we have such a mission here. We can be excellent citizens in our own country on earth, and remember that our ultimate country is in heaven. So our citizenship is in heaven. Now today, I also encourage you to not just feel like, oh, you know, maybe I won't say this because somebody doesn't like hearing it. But just be bold and loving and respectful about your faith. Just be ready to give a reason for the hope that is in you. So many people are hopeless. They need us to share. So today I think we know deep down inside what we need to do. We need to stop making excuses. We need to be loving, yet bold. We must never cave about saying, Jesus saves. Yes, let's be loving, gentle, respectful, and yet bold as a lion about our loving Lion of Judah. Take God's word for it. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for making us citizens of heaven. We thank you, Lord, for doing that when we received you as our personal Savior and Lord. And we ask that you would make us bold as a lion to share about you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I also pray for those who have not yet received you. And right now, we turn to you. We turn from our ways. We repent. We recognize that we're wrong, that you're right. And wow, we need you. So please come into our hearts, Jesus, and forgive us of our sins. And we just right now submit and surrender to you as our King, as our Lord. And we receive your gift of eternal life. We thank you that you died on the cross and rose again for us. And we just invite you afresh into our lives. Oh, how we love you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide and provide for you to share with those in despair. And remember Psalm 34:10, those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Stay involved in church. Enjoy Jesus every day, not just Sunday. And join us at prayingpals.org. Until next time, have a bright, blessed week. Jesus saves.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stulting.